Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL, the Islanders are 15-0-1 in their last 16 games, after Brock Nelson scored late in overtime last night to give them a 4-3 victory over the Penguins. The 16-game point streak breaks the team record of 15 established three times before this season, including a 15-game winning streak in 1981-1982. Also yesterday, the Bruins defeated the Sabres 3-2, and the Flyers downed the Hurricanes 5-3. In the NBA, the Bucks topped the Trailblazers 137-129, and the Pelicans beat the Suns 124-121. In men's college basketball, Hartford took down Emerson 78-63, and UConn defeated Buffalo 79-68. In women's college basketball, Stony Brook held off Iona 59-40. Over to the NFL, where Deshaun Watson threw two touchdown passes and finished with 298 yards to help the Texans beat the Colts 20-17. In NFL news, the league has upheld the indefinite suspension against Browns defensive end Myles Garrett for hitting Steelers quarterback Mason Rudolph in the head with a helmet last Thursday. Garrett is banned for at least the final six regular season games and any potential playoff games involving the Browns. It's the longest suspension for an on-field incident in league history. In MLB news, the league is widening its investigation of alleged sign stealing by the Astros and will probe activity by the team over the past three seasons. The probe includes the team's firing of an assistant general manager during the World Series for clubhouse comments directed at female reporters. In other news, Yale women's soccer coach Brendan Faherty has left after one season amid allegations of sexual misconduct by former players at the University of New Haven, where he previously coached. I'm Jesse King.